So let me ask you, you've come to a talk on a number of occasions. Why should someone come to hear me speak?
Because you provide a lot of information. You answer all kinds of questions that people ask. And there are people like myself, some of your customers, who will show up and, you know, will, I guess you could say, give them a demonstration of what the muscle testing looks like, as well as be able to tell people, here's, you know, here's what our experience has been.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But it gives everyone the opportunity, without pressure, without, you know, feeling obligated, to come listen, find out, learn. Because if there's one thing I tell everyone, and that is, you know, if you don't know about something, you need to go and, you know, research it. And one of the best ways to do that is to attend a seminar and, you know, write down your questions beforehand, think of things that you might have, and then when you're there listening to people ask questions, write down any questions or thoughts that you have, so then you can ask Paul what the answer to your question might be.
Well, now, the interesting thing, of course, is that, you know, based on the blood work and based on the, for you and your allergies and, you know, the prick tests and that sort of thing, I mean, how did it make you feel, you know, or how did you feel when you found out that, you know, that these things were not actually finding the root cause for the reason you were suffering in the first place?
Well, on the one hand, I was angry with the medical profession. Doesn't mean that if I have an emergency or I break a leg or something, I'm not going to go see the doctor, because I am. But
I should hope
so. I was relieved that I actually found someone who could, you know, explain to me in simple terms what my problem or problems were.
And what's that worth?
To be blunt, it was worth like $1 million to me, because especially with my migraine headaches, I mean, it was bad enough having low back pain and shoulder and knee problems and brain fog and allergies, but the migraines were killing me.
They were killing you, and they would also potentially put you off work.
Yes. I mean, there were times when I actually had to stay home from work. I was, I actually ended up quitting my second job because the migraines just were a hassle. And the only good part was that most of the time my migraines happened on the weekend, so it didn't. Negative effect on my 40-hour week job Monday through Friday.
Oh my gosh!
My weekend job, it was messing that up horribly.
Right, right.
And so, I mean, you really don't want to be working with a guy who has a migraine headache, because I tend to be a very nice guy, but
not with a migraine headache.
Not with a migraine.
Yeah, right. You got no patience. Who would? I mean, headaches are, oh my gosh,
grumpy, etc. And but like I say, my migraines is literally to be blunt, I haven't had a migraine since I actually started following your program.
And how long ago was that?
That was 2 years ago. I mean, I've had actually three of them, but like I say, it's because I do foolish stuff. I might actually use the word stupid, because I'm going, now, why did I eat that donut, or why did I have that? It's like, why did I drink that latte when I knew better? I mean, it's, you know, because what I've learned is I really don't actually have to eat any of these things. They smell really good. And so, just like I tell people, I gave up coffee because I used to have a little bit of coffee with my cream and sugar.
It reminds me in the plant world of the Venus flytrap, right? It turns out that the reason why the bugs go inside the Venus flytrap is because they are allured, right?
Yeah.
They become mesmerized by the, you know, the sensual output of that particular plant, and what happens to them?
They get eaten alive.
Exactly right. So, you know, I'm not saying that a Cinnabon in a mall doesn't smell good. I'm not saying that. But
oh no,
you know, I mean, but
yes.
And so when I say that you gain control of your health, does that make sense to you now?
Oh, definitely.
How?
Well, because I actually am in control of my health. If I eat properly and well for me, and because, you know, everyone's a little different, like I can't have eggs, so I don't have eggs and bacon anymore for breakfast. No, I don't. I had to give up my bread, so I don't have sandwiches for lunch anymore like I used to.
And what's happened to the insomnia?
What insomnia?
What, and the allergies?
I don't have allergies.
What about the migraines?
I don't get migraines.
And your chronic neck and low back pain?
It's 99% of, gone 100% of the time.
Yeah.
Again, it's only when I, you know, I mean, it's funny. I used to have aches and pains, and my shoulders would hurt, and my knees hurt. I mean, if I went, let's say I literally am old-fashioned, so if I got down on my hands and knees to scrub the kitchen floor, and it's like, it took me 5 minutes to get up off the floor because it hurt so much. You know, I could get down, but I couldn't get up. Now, I get up, I get down, you know, I climb ladders, I, my wife goes, you're getting too old to climb the ladder to clean the gutters. And I'm going, for safety, that's the only reason.
Right.
Otherwise,
right.
Like I say, 99% of the time, I feel like I'm 20 years old.
So the part of the process, and the other reason I wanted you to come back on is because you've been on a quote-unquote program for 2 years.
Yeah.
Now, in the beginning, I saw you on a weekly basis.
Yes.
And then I saw you every other week for 6, 7, 8 weeks.
Yeah.
Would you say that that period of time and the money spent and what we were doing was important?
It was extremely important and very well spent.
Why? Why is that intense sort of connection important?
Well, for number one, because I got my health back. Number two, because it helped reinforce what I was learning so that literally I would come in with my menu of what I'd eaten every single day for, let's say, the last 2 weeks, and I'd even write down on a daily basis what hurt, what didn't hurt, and you know, you and I would look at this and go, okay, well, here, and you would circle it sometimes going, this is what you did wrong, but the rest of this, you know, it's like 99% of the time, you're doing everything great, you know, but this one little thing, that's the thing you need to improve on.
Did that make a difference?
Yes, it really did help pinpoint, like I say, what I was doing right, what I was doing wrong, and learning that, and also, especially like when you do foolish things like consume sugar, which I totally gave up, that my aches and pains went away.
Oh my gosh.
Literally, I went from being 1,000 years old to being my real age, and then I got younger. And so, but it was amazing. When I gave up all the sugars, I mean, and it's amazing how many foods contain sugar. If you actually read the food labels, especially on canned foods, you'll find MSG and you'll find sugars hidden in so many foods.
Yeah, people don't really realize actually really what they're eating because.
Oh, and it was, I mean, I thought I was a good label reader, but I mean, when I actually was looking at this, just going, you know, I have to improve my health. I can't afford to be, you know, like death warmed over anymore. I really want my life back.
So here, I mean, you wouldn't say that you were and that you had superpower, you know, skills or. Or you know, qualities, right?
Nope.
And you wouldn't say that you were, I mean, you know, sort of somehow this crazed, you know, dedicated fool that simply gave up their whole life in order to, learn you know, how to eat well and what sort of supplements were necessary to restore your various, you know, functions, would you?
No. In fact, I can actually go out and eat at restaurants. I'm just very particular about what I eat.
You just had to learn how, right?
That's correct.
You just had to learn how. So I mean, would you, for folks out there, you know, we got to take a quick break. You're really exciting me here. I'm going to keep you on for another few minutes.
Okay.
All right. Well, hold on.